Oh man. How's
Woo.
everybody feeling this fine Thursday morning?
Yes, yeah.
This
I'm still waking up myself, so
is so weird. I know, right?
when
I
you when
know.
you're seeing sunshine coming from my window here, this is like
Yeah, I had to like I turned a light on for the room, but there's like natural light coming in everywhere, and it's super weird. I'm in my living room, everyone, because my wife's at work. In the room beside where I normally do this, I'm drinking coffee and I've only been awake for 1 hour. This is great. So,
Oh, here.
because
It just
I didn't fall asleep till 2. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have mine in
we're
my. Holy
influencers.
crap. We made it. We made it. We made it. We made it. Well, hey, Ron's in the chat. Good morning, Ron. All right. So today we're gonna like hopefully all of you went to Three Rivers Comic Con. And we're gonna talk a little bit about how it went. We're gonna show off some of the stuff we got. We're gonna show off some of the books we got back from CBCS. And then we're gonna end this episode with a little bit of flash review because we got to see a screener last night. And I will tell you that I did enjoy it, even though I hate Ezra Miller. Because
That's
everyone knows
is
that I
that the
hate Ezra
title?
Miller. No,
It's like I like the Flash movie, but I hate Ezra Miller.
Like, that's the title of my personal review.
Okay.
Like,
So
he's
that's not going
still,
to be the
yeah, correct. No, no, no. No, the
podcast
podcast title was Three Rivers Comic Con 2023 review and the Flash
summary.
spoiler free review. So,
Okay.
spoiler free, I still hate Ezra Miller. Anyway, don't forget, like, if you're in Altoona this weekend or near Altoona and you want to come hang out with me and Justin, we'll be there
Yes.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Sci-Fi Valley at the Blair County Convention Center. Make sure you check it out. I'm actually going to be heading out there for load-in here after this podcast is over. So,
Yeah.
yay fun.
Well, that's why we're doing the
That's exactly why we're doing it right now. Yeah.
podcast so early.
And then at the end of the month, don't well, we got three big things at the end of the month. So firstly, we have the warehouse sale. So all the stuff that was there last time, plus a little bit, just a little bit, that'll be available Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Thursday for those of you who have golden tickets. If you don't have a golden ticket, go to your nearest New Dimension Comics and ask for one. Gets you in a whole day early. We are doing a box price of 300 this time, which is cool. But it's old basement school, old basement sale rules, where it's everything has to be front faced, all the same way. Nothing on the bottom, nothing down the sides. Lid has to fit on it. So if you want to debag them, you can debag as much as you want. I mean, wow, that sounds terrible.
Just
Anyway,
please,
just don't be a
can I
debag about
preface?
it.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Please throw away the bags. Don't leave them on top. Don't
Yeah.
shove them in back into the
Yeah, please
boxes.
don't. Please don't treat them like
That's
dollar bins. It sucks.
yeah. It's well, even
So,
don't do that to the dollar bins because I'm the
I
one
know.
who ends up cleaning that stuff up after in the
Oh, I
store.
know. Oh, I know. I'm aware. And this is why I love you. Then Saturday, we have our customer appreciation sale, 15% off a lot of stuff. Dollar books are half price. There's gonna be a couple other exclusions. Make sure you check it out. All the information's at our website. And then Sunday, at the last Sunday of the month, Mick Foley, the legendary wrestler, the comic writer, the comedian, the man with many, many faces.
The New York Times bestseller. You forgot that.
Boom. There
There
you
we
go.
go.
We'll be at
Actually,
our
is it, I
meals
think he's a
location.
two-time because he wrote two books and they both hit
I agree.
New
Or
York
I'm pretty, or at
bestseller.
least I'm pretty sure you're correct. Yes.
Yes.
So he will be at our Pittsburgh Mills location from 1 to 4. There's his signatures, I think, are $60 a piece.
Yes.
And if you want to get the combo, which is awesome and the best bang for your buck there,
Yes.
you get one item of your choice to be signed. You get a commemorative print of the Hell in a Cell. And then you get two pictures with him. one with and one without the Mankind mask on. You know, and he is awesome with people. He is great with families. But that would be our Pittsburgh Mills location. Mm-hmm. Remember that, you know, like you can just walk up and get in line for this. Mm-hmm. The store has a ton of space, so the line will move very quickly. There's a lot of other stuff to check out while you're there. But yeah, that's good. So bust out your Mankind pops, bust out your Dude Love pops, which, by the way, we just sold out of, I think, in most of the stores.
Nice.
And
did they come out with the Cactus Jack one though?
I don't think they did, to be honest.
Why wouldn't you? That's his OG persona.
I haven't, or if they did, I haven't seen it. I can look it up while we're talking about other stuff. But
that's weird.
Come out for that. It's gonna be good. And then we don't really have a lot of other stuff coming out until like the next Geek Flea Market in July. That'll be, I believe it's gonna be on the 1st. Because it's the Sunday before
4th of July.
So, and 4th of July is on like a Wednesday. So,
yeah, I think it's going to be weird. Yeah.
All right. So, now let's dive in to the con review. Ta-da!
Well, how do we want to approach this? Do we want to do like, what do the corporate guys call it? The compliment sandwich? The positive? The negative, and then end with a positive.
I guess so. Firstly, I just want to thank everybody again who came out. I think it was, if you came to the show, it was a great show. There was a lot of awesome books in the room. There were a lot of great creators. We raised $1,000 for Brian's campaign for Extra Life with the art auction. And that was awesome.
I think we raised some money for the Heroes Initiative as well. Well, anything that Andrew Petboy did.
Oh, he kicked to the Heroes Initiative?
He kicked to the Heroes Initiative.
That's
like,
awesome.
I think, like, signature-wise.
Oh, okay. So, that's cool. That's cool.
Because that's, I got a book he signed.
Oh, yeah.
Which I will show later, but I was like,
so, you know,
it's what the guys do. It's like, do I owe you anything? And they're like, if you want to give some to the Heroes Initiative, I will gladly take it and put it in the pot. So
the only thing I'm not going to be showing today is my double spread giant art page from him from Dinosaucers, because it's already on my wall upstairs and I didn't want to take it off the wall.
Okay.
So
that's fair. It's fair.
It's a totally legit reason, I promise.
People. Yes.
So.
But I want to thank the floor crew myself. I heard nothing but glowing reviews from artists, the vendors. Like they really went above and beyond the bar, and I appreciate that because it makes my I still ran around like crazy, like a jackrabbit, but not as frantic as I did the year before. So I will gladly take that because I'm not getting any younger. Although now I'm in an exercise program and I am watching what I'm eating now, except for last night. Gummy lifesavers are the devil.
No, they're like angels.
But I am going to like definitely like work on my core and my legs because goddamn, my feet hurt, my legs hurt, my hips hurt. I'm like, ah. And I know that's like running around in concrete, but
you know what? People think I'm fat. This is actually just muscle from walking around all the time at cons on concrete.
You're the current, you're the real life version of Kingpin.
It's true. Like up here, totally different. Down here, oh, it's on, buddy. It's solid. But I also want to extend thanks to the crew, you and Scott specifically, for sticking with me the whole way through, like from beginning to end this year and crushing it. You know, I want to thank Todd for being awesome this year and being a really going the extra mile and helping out and pitching in this year for things. I want to thank Larry from Bill's Burgers for hooking us up for the beer party. Yes. And the charity quicks or charity drink and draw. That drink and draw, dude. Holy crap, man. Like, there was some good stuff. Like, I showed up a little late. I don't know why we were late. We were just waiting for vendors to get out, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We were waiting.
And then we ran up to the room, right? Because because I dropped my stuff off. So apparently we missed Russ Braun being there and like the guys from the last comic shop all buying all of his sketches. Like anything he threw down, they were like, mine, mine, mine. That was awesome. Pep Boy did a couple. I know those went well. I was going to get a Pep Boy Betty. Like he did this awesome Betty in like a bikini. And I was like, oh man, I really want this. But then my other vendor buddy, cause I'm running the whole thing. And I'm like, at the end, I'll do it because I'll put it on my credit card if I need to. At the end of it, like another vendor comes up and he's like, I'll take this, 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 and this. And I'm like, damn it. Betty. So Betty ended up going to a different home. But the coolest part of that was, so P. Craig Russell comes down to check it out and to draw something. And he's like, I'm only going to draw one. And I was like, okay, cool. Like we'll put it up at, you know, we'll start it at a number. We'll see where it goes. So he draws it, draws Dream, like while talking to Todd about all kinds of stuff. And there are, and I'm not even kidding, like six people over his shoulder. Like, just like, right? Like, I almost wanted to be like, here's a bucket. Let me get your drool. So they're all just watching. It's awesome.
It's just like little five-year-olds. It's like, right? Now, right? Kids.
Exactly.
Wait till the teacher's done.
Exactly. So they go through this whole thing, he finishes out the picture, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to start this at $35 just to see, because that's way over the $25 limit. I'm just going to see. I'm going to see what I can get for it.
Yeah.
Because it's the one P. Craig Russell sketch we're getting the whole night.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, all right, guys, I'm going to start this bidding at $35. And a vendor goes, I'll give you $100. I'm like, okay, do I get $105? Anybody? $105? $105? $105? Nobody. Sold for
$100. There
you go. Which to get a P. Craig Russell sketch for $100 is insanely cheap. I thought it was great.
He was one of the nicest. Well, all of our headliners, so to speak, were all gracious. A lot of them were returners from last year.
Yeah.
And some were from even before that. And they're all raved. Like, nicest dudes. They're all, you know, all grateful for coming back here to Pittsburgh. So, you know, and I got the bullshit with Mr. Foucher there. And
I'm going to do that this weekend and I'll tune in. It's like, oh, I'll see you next weekend. So I got to have a good conversation with Pat Olive, Tom Zaylor and I talked Star Trek one night for about an hour. It was awesome. A little bit with Andrew. A little bit with Russ. And then, I was talking to Daryl Banks and we were talking about, how like, you know, he's in that, like that middle level, right? Like he's not like a Chaikin or like a Steranko, but he's like in that middle level. Right. But he doesn't consider himself like that. Like he's super humble. That dude is the most humble dude I've ever seen.
Yes.
And he is amazing. If you've never seen his art, you should go check it out. And we're standing there and Ron Friends comes over and goes, I want to buy this print. This is $20. Right. And he's like, and he is starstruck because Ron Friends is buying a print from him. And Ron says, what I consider one of the best compliments I've ever seen from an artist to an artist. And he, because Daryl looks at me and goes, is Ron Frenz really buying a print for me? Like, I grew up reading him. Like, this is nuts. And I said, or Ron goes, you know, I always appreciated what you and Ron were doing with Kyle, because you were doing it at the same time that we were doing Eric with Thunderstrike with him and why can't I think of his name? You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, like where they were working on that, and they were kind of doing the same thing with Kyle when everybody was trying to like almost reinvent the characters to create a new person to love that wasn't the same old Silver and Golden Age guy. And Daryl was like you could just see how much that meant to him in his face. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I am so glad. Like I was like, I kind of feel awkward because I'm like a third wheel in this moment, but it was so cool for me to see that. That I loved it. So
Well, you're buddies with Ron. Ron is a hometown.
He's my hometown hero, buddy.
Hometown legend is like rank right up there with Mario and Roberto Clemente, man. Yeah. He's right up there. And
he is
celebrity status, as I should say. There you go. But yeah, Mr. Daryl was nicest dude. And I felt bad because I am not a Green Lantern guy. And I'm like, and we had this discussion. He's like, you're being honest with me. And he's like, well, I did other things. I was like, I know. I was like, but a lot of the stuff you did, I was like, that was not my DC reading era. I read more Batman. He's like, well, I did Justice League. He did tell me, he's like, I did one X-Men book.
I'm oh, like, that's right.
And I'm like, do tell. And he's like, it was during that era where Marvel was, it was that bankrupt era.
Yeah.
Where they were selling everything and they were trying to stay afloat. And this was Uncanny X-Men. Actually, I might as well just show it off since we're talking.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a great segue into stuff we bought at the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Or stuff that we bought and or got at the show.
Yeah, we can integrate. It's fine. But this is Uncanny X-Men 352. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 artists on this book alone because they couldn't get enough artists to stay. He's like, I did the last three pages. So I found it. It took me all day to find it. Like, while I was looking through everybody's vendors, everybody's boxes, and some, to be fair, a lot of the guys' back issues picked. Mm-hmm. So much picked. But I'm like, okay, this is not a key of any kind. You know, nothing super relevant going on in this era.
Yeah.
And I'm like, someone has to have this somewhere. So I finally found it. $2. And I think you saw me like,
I think you were, Mr.
Banks, I found it. And he's like, you did. I was like, here it is. I slapped it on the table and he's like, signed it. And I'm like, thank you, sir. He's like, I appreciate it. He's like, I was like, you're like a hound dog. You found it. I was like, sir, I was like, I respect you so much as an artist. I was like, but I was like, as a collector, I don't want to say outside my wheelhouse, but I like my collection of everything in my collection is something that I enjoy. I was like, I just don't want to have it to have it. It's stuff I read. I was like, I always read X-Men. I don't care if some parts were bad or not. X-Men or X-Men to me, especially the Uncanny era.
Yep.
So he was just like, he's like, signed it. And he's like, there you go. I was like, thank you, sir.
Yeah. Awesome.
So.
All right. Well, I guess I'll start showing off something I got. So, if you were a VIP, you got one of these free. This is the Bad Girl ash can. And look at that big logo on the back. Hell yeah. However, I was so busy that I forgot to have Garrett signed mine. Yeah. Luckily, I know Garrett personally.
Yeah.
So next time I see him, if I know he's going to be at something, I'll just have him sign it.
I was going to say I had the same issue.
can't really see this. The light's not real great. But this is the Sammy Castillo print that all the VIPs got, too. It's a 4x6.
Can I tell you the story of Sammy Castillo when she came in to...
she's checking in where she's like, I'm checking fucking Castillo.
Yeah.
That's Sammy.
She's sitting there, and we were... Me and Matt from... your fraternity brother Matt there and
Happy Valley.
We were checking. We were checking people in. She's coming in. And she's like, "We're asked," and she's like, "My name's goddamn motherfucking Sam." I'm like, "I was like, it's too early for this. Please don't." And Matt looked at me. He's like, "Really?" I'm like, "Dude, I can't handle like swearing like." Early in the morning when my mind is focused on trying to check you guys in. And she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry." I was like, "No, I'm fucking with you. I'm cool." I was like, I just wasn't expecting it. Thank you.
The plan for next year is that so her and Tommy used to run like this epic drink and draw back in the day. And we talked about it even with Todd. And we talked about her bringing that back for our show for the drink and draw next year. So it's in baby phase. So don't get too excited, but that may happen.
sounds cool.
I also got one of these and I need to have Marvin sign it because I forgot to do that too. However, my copy came with coffee. Because he was like, you need some coffee, bro. and I was like, you're damn right I do. But that book is currently, you can get it at our Pittsburgh Mill store. It's $5 to cover. I'm going to be dropping off some to the waterfront later today. Mm-hmm. And that is the Three Rivers exclusive. And I think
it's on the other side. Yeah.
It's on the back. The Virgin cover. Yep. So,
and it's an awesome cover. You could see it across the room.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he sold over half of them at the show, too, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So
all right. Shout out to our local boys.
All right. Now I'm going to do something that I don't think you got, but I got. So.
Well, that's okay. I got something you didn't get. So that's true. Good time.
So I got three things here. And, oh, fuck. Bob, what the fuck? These guys didn't sign this one. Okay, so my boys at Metal Shark Bro had three things that I didn't already have. So this is Mixed Magical Martial Arts, which is like a prestige trade that Bob and Kevin wrote. I'm going to read that later. I also picked up Mystic Melon, which they did sign.
There you go.
And... Get Lit or Die Trying Ash Can, because the Kickstarter ends in October. I also got a Get Lit or Die Trying pin, which is awesome. Oh, I got a Ghostbusters 15th anniversary pin for the Steel City Ghostbusters too.
There you go.
My boy Dave hooking me up.
I was going to say thank you for the Metal Shark Bros for hanging with my stepson Harry.
Oh, dude, they really are in love himself. With Harry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he's probably added him to all the socials. Like they'll be talking and stuff all the time. It was great. I appreciate it because my stepson is not into comics, but I think this experience and last year's experience, he's like, I see why you were kind of in comics. It's like, dude, it's more than just about the paper and the art. It's the people. I was like, because most comic artists are just regular people.
Yeah, that's what our show's about. You can walk up to those guys. Yeah, and it's about the people. Yeah,
yeah, we're not being
facetious the
big boys. Where no, we're not being like the big boys. They're like get in line, stay in line, blah blah blah.
We're not going to rush. We all see like cattle. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's not the way we want to do things, and hopefully we never get to that point. Like we want big numbers, but we don't ever want to lose that. Personal, that personal touch.
I will not take people, or at least I don't want to be in a place where we have to like shoo people through a line.
Yes.
Like Like, I want the creators that are going to be that want to connect with fans, mm-hmm. and like that's what we want. Anyway, yeah. So your turn.
Okay.
By the way, I only have like three things left, and then
okay,
I'm onto the graded stuff.
Okay. Well, I also BS with Garrett a lot. I bought the big fancy Good Boy Omnibus with the very fancy slip cover, as you can see.
Nice.
Man, look at that.
Nice. Oh, I think that's the one Ron said he bought too. It's the Kickstarter Omnibus.
Is it the Kickstarter? Yeah, I think it says, yeah. That's awesome. He's like, here, take a coin. So there's the coin.
Nice.
I got the one pin. Here's the other pin he gave me. Nice. I think this one I'll give to my wife because it's goofier. My wife likes the goofy stuff, so this may go for her.
That's
awesome. He did not sign this, though, because I totally forgot to ask him about it.
Oh, Ron says yes, that is the exact same cover. So
yes. Cool. And I convinced our fellow volunteer and fellow friend, Matt Sabbath, to buy the regular Omnibus. Because I was like, you like John Wick? He's like, hell yeah. I was like, how about if the dog was the one that survived and the John character died? And he's like, what? I was like, here. And he's like, what? And his Garrett went to the whole spiel and Matt bought the regular. He's like, you turned me on to that. I was like, yes, I did. He's like, nice. You bastard. I'm like,
yes, I here I have Prospects from Band of Bards. These guys were great. They did very well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really enjoying the book itself. It's got like a cool, I almost want to say like a Simpsons meets like the Far Side kind of look to it,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of cool. And, I really enjoyed it. So check those guys out. They're coming back. They already prepaid for their spot. So
yes,
it'll be good.
And shout out to them at the end of the show. They gave the whole team that was there on Sunday a free book each.
That was the book. Mm-hmm. So
So shout out to them. That nice guys. Nice guys.
Oh, super great guys. Super great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shout out to Shannon for
finally my, it's finally Mr. Knight. Here it's finally yes. here
and it fits it's not even that tight. I still have a little room, so nice. It's not too bad.
You can grow the mohawk out a little more.
Yeah, there you go. Ooh, look at it.
Nice.
So there you go. Now I just need to get my suit and I have my first cosplay ever. So
nice.
There you go.
Do you have the sticks?
Yes, she made that for me last year.
Oh, okay, cool.
Nice. So it's been a whole year waiting for this bit puppy. So
nice.
Totally worth it though. Because I think they made even a bigger one. She sold that at the show.
Oh wow.
So someone bought the bigger version.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
So
I only got to say like hi to her during setup because I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
So. It seemed like all the cosplayers were busy. Which is a good thing. We want our cosplayers to be busy. Great last hurrah for Liberty Cosplay. Sorry to see that group go because, like, it was the first cosplay group technically. Like, and then it I want to say
It started at the stuff.
Well,
it started. The first thing they did was at our first show. Like they premiered in the 2016 show and they ended at this one. So it was a bittersweet thing. Like it's very cool.
Now they said they keep with the Facebook up for the community.
Right.
And they're all in the various groups and they all interact with each other anyway. So it's not like everybody's gone and everybody's quitting. That's not what we're saying. It's just they dissolved it as a organization, I guess, if you want to say it that way.
Yeah.
So they kind of just dissolved the organization because You got Pittsburgh Avengers. You got the 501st. You got all these other organizations that they're already doing stuff. So,
right. Okay. So this is pretty sweet. So this is a poster from the show signed by DJ and Justin, who worked on it. Mine is 0 of 100. Because Todd took the number one of this one, which is the beer label. Mm-hmm. I took 25 because this, it actually had a little bit of damage on the corner. And I was like, I'll take that one. That'll be fine. And I'll just make it 25 of 25. So he took 1 of 25 of this. I was like, no, Amanda, I need you to number this one 0 of 100. Because I'm going to also sign this somewhere since it was my idea. But hey, look at that.
He wanted the snuggles. He's like, Dad's on the computer. So I gotta see what's going on.
My kids are upstairs with my wife, or sleeping in the bed. One of the other.
Yeah, he hasn't left my side since we came back from the weekend. Wow, he was very neglected.
All right, everything else I have is graded books. What do you got?
Okay.
Anything else? I didn't really have a lot of time to shop, so unfortunately,
well, I did not shop either because we had to pay for the books.
Yeah.
But I did get stuff signed, so.
Yeah, I didn't even get a lot of stuff signed because I just didn't have time. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, this was like midway. I was like, oh, I got time. Boom.
Yeah.
So I got a year one, the Spectre annual from 1995. Hat signed for me. Nice. He saw this and he laughed. He's like, I haven't seen this in years. And he told me that he's like, the reason he did it, he's like, I was a huge Spectre fan. And I was like, well, I was like, be truthful, sir. I was like, I like Spectre. I was like, but I'm a huge Dr. Fate fan. So that's why I got the book. And he's like, well, he's like, perfect then. He's like, it's like best of both worlds, right? So he signed this, chuckled. Here's my Andrew Petboy.
Nice.
Iron Lantern amalgam. He's like, oh, he's like, yeah, I did do that, huh? I was like, yeah, you did. Got my Death Gallery signed by Craig P.
Nice.
Right above Jill Thompson there. I think this is going to be my book of finding all the artists and having them all sign it. I think that's nice. What my thing was.
Go for it. I mean, that's a good book to have.
And then Mr. Wayne Foucher signed this.
Nice.
The countdown. Then he's nice. As soon as he saw, he's like, I think I have a few pages. He started flipping through and was like, Wayne, I can't buy any art today. I was like, can't buy any art. I was like, any other time I'm down, I was like, just this con, I kind of went broke.
Yeah. So I know the feeling. I know the feeling exactly.
So that's all the crew that regular book signed, non CBCS.
Stuff. All right. So I'm going to go. We're going to do these quickly because we got like 20 minutes left. We still got to talk about the Flash. So I'll do a book. You do a book. I'll do a book. We'll just go back and forth.
Yep. Sound good? That's cool.
Okay. All right. My first one, Green Lantern 85. Hold on. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, there we go. So you're not getting as much glare.
A little bitter or hold on. Let me try and start.
That might be better because you're not getting as much glare. There we go.
Okay, cool.
That looks better.
Came back. It's a 3-0. Very excited. Go, 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 Jessica.
Go, go, go. Okay. I got the Angela. Ooh. Yeah, see, I have to do it this way. I think it's just an Angela one shot from back of the day. God, this glare sucks.
I know. I was like,
the signature is verified for a Bo Smith. Yeah,
he's the guy that did Why Not Herb?
Yeah. It's a. This was a promotional giveaway.
Yeah.
So, got it again.
This one I'm really happy about. Birds of Prey 8, 8-5. First black suit, or first modern Nightwing cover or Nightwing suit. So, yay! Go.
All right. I got the Blood of Demon of the Demon, number one. The signature verified is Bud LaRosa.
Well,
this was a gift from like back in the day. It has they sent the certificate back. It also came with like a little sketch card that he did too. So this was like,
that's cool. Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
This I'm also pretty happy with. So this is my ASM 252 7.0 signatures, Ron Frenz and Jim Shooter. Not bad at all. I was expecting it to come back higher than a 6 and less than a 9, and it fell right where I wanted it to be. So
there you go. The Death of Wolverine number one. This is the Desert Wind exclusive variant, actually done by Herb Trimpe.
Nice.
First and only time I ever saw him, so I was happy with it. Love the cover, very underrated cover. Mm-hmm. 9.6. So I'm
cool. Nice.
Yep.
This is very cool for me. So this is Superman Unchained sketch cover that George Perez did a head sketch for my wife for her birthday, as a thank you for me driving up from the airport, and it came back in 9.8.
Nice. That, yeah. You gotta be happy about that.
For a white cover?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah, yeah, I am.
Especially a sketch cover. That's,
yeah.
That's,
yeah, so, yeah, nice. Yeah, 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 yeah.
See, here's my slight disappointment here. I was expecting higher. This is a Detective Comics 675. This is the embossed foil cover.
Oh.
And it's signed by Chuck Dixon, Scott Hanna, and Graham Nolan. Basically, the whole team. This is 333 out of 5,000 of these only exist. It's got an 8.5. I thought this was going to be in the 9s, especially for a foil cover.
I mean, that's like, close.
Yeah, I was just like, usually foil covers, and like, because I'm looking like, is it that bad? And then I saw some of the dents, and I'm like, ah. I was kind of pissed on that.
This is my Tales Suspense 75, which came back at a 3.0, which I expected because there's a big freaking crease down the middle of it. But it's the first Agent Carter, first Freak, and first Batroc the Leaper, which is the most important part of the whole thing to me.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm really excited that came back better than a 1.
Here's one that I think people look at me and be like, why did you get this done? Spawn number 27. It's actually the first appearance of Curse, which I totally forgot about.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was like, oh. But I got it because, look at that. Ah, damn it. That cover, the green.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
The signature. This is a Greg Capullo signed verification. I mean, I have the certificate. This is what I love about CBCS is that they take this into account of, hey, this helps verify it. Whereas CGC is like, it's garbage. We don't recognize that, blah, blah, blah. And I think they need to change that policy. But I'm super happy. It's just the green going with the green on the black cover. I was like, okay.
Holy balls. So, no, holy balls, because so this next book I'm going to show you guys, I was like, you know what? I'm just curious to see what it's going for right now in the grade, since it's now graded, and I can be like, no, it's graded that. This is the Jim Rugg Antisocial Network Red Room number one cover, and it came back as a 9.8.
Nice.
I bought this off the wall because I love both Jim and Ed, and they're my boys. This is like a $300 book.
Nice.
Go ahead. Keep going.
All right. This one, I want to give a shout out to Tony from Pittsburgh Comics.
Yeah.
He pressed and cleaned this. This is a Tales to Astonish number 73 from 1965. 6-0. Stan Lee signed, verified.
Wow.
And it is
Sexy.
It was super dirty when I got this sucker. It may have been like a 3 without the press and clean. And he just, so you got the certificate in the back.
Nice.
And I'm just super happy with that. I was over the moon for something from 1965, over five. I'm happy with that.
This is New Mutants 98. Duh. came back at an 8.5. Very excited about that. That was a round where I thought it was going to come. I'm going to tell you guys that I bought this book in, holy crap, 2010 or 11. Had to be like 2010 or 11 for $40.
That's good investment.
that was when I worked at Century 3. Upstairs.
Here, note to anybody who's like, oh, I just dollar dive. This is a dollar dive book. This was a New Dimensions dollar dive book when I was a customer. This is Devil's Reign. This is the Wolverine Witchblade.
Yeah.
This is signed by Herb Trimpe and Michael Turner. They are verified. A 9.2.
Wow.
So, yeah. I was super happy with that. If you guys can't tell, I like signatures.
I think this is the book you stole that bag off of.
Or
it didn't actually have a bag. And I will have to buy a new one. New Mutants 87, first Cable, came back at 8.0. Not bad. There were a couple spine dings. I do know that. It just said Off-White. That's all. So that was good. I enjoyed that.
There you go.
So the 98 also said Off-White, and that was why.
Yeah. Most of mine are coming back white pages, so I'm happy about that. This is also another New Dimensions found in a dollar dive. Actually, I think this was one of the basement sale finds. Wolverine 102.5. This was the Flair mail away book.
Flair.
This is signed by the Boris Valachello.
Something like that. Yeah.
8.0 white pages, nice. Signature verified. This is $1,000 book. And I was like, okay, because the guys, again, this was a Pittsburgh Comics
dollar dive.
No, they helped press and clean this, and they're right. And they were like, they're like, we think this is super rare. I was like, really? I was like, I found this in a dollar bin in warehouse sale.
Yeah.
So
sometimes,
guys, sometimes you find stuff like this, and it's like, now someone will offer me. I was like, yeah, go higher, because no.
Here I have my Mr. Miracle number 1. Came back at a 3.0, mostly for cream off-white pages. I was okay with this. I knew the pages were a little dingy. The back covers most of the damage. It's a little bit of water on the back. Yeah, it's very good. I love this book. I love this cover. So, anyway, anyone, are you done?
That's all mine.
Oh,
that's
shit. All I got like 5 or 6 more. Here we go. Truth, Red, White, and Black, number 1, 9.4.
Not bad.
Especially
considering those were dollar bin books.
Right.
For the longest time.
West Coast Avengers 45, 5.5. And it doesn't really say why, but I'm assuming there's a couple small dings. The back cover has some like a little stain on it, so it's probably where most of it was. This is cool. Wonder Woman 1, Perez era, 9.0. Not nice. Bad. Not signed though, but 9-0.
I was gonna say,
X-Men 129, 6-5. This is first Shadowcat / Kitty Pryde, yes. And also more importantly, first Emma Frost. Yeah, which is the only reason I care about that book at all. And then my last one from this run that came back is my Marvel Secret Wars number 8. The came back is a 3-5. There's definitely some like spine wear. Like the spine's pretty rough and there's some creasing on the front, but it's still cool to have, even at that. Oh, and something that I know I've talked to everybody about before that I now get to show off because it's ridiculous and it happens to be in the same box because this is my box where I keep all my graded stuff.
Mm-hmm.
X-Men 2099 number 1 graded at a 9.8. So, but yeah, like that's my stiff.
I was gonna say I officially filled up one of our black boxes for slabs.
Mine is literally sitting right beside me. And I have not filled it up. I do have some other random stuff in there though that I mean I could send this out to get graded, my Iron Man 55. My Kiss magazines with the blood in it in this one. So
I was gonna say I know what CBCS now does magazines now.
Yeah, I thought it was cool that nice. I thought it was cool that you could take sports stuff with them, which was awesome.
Well, yeah. Beckett owns them, so that
makes sense.
He was I was having a talk with the representative there.
Cody. Yeah. He had a blast, man. Like he is so fun. I love hanging out with Cody.
No incident like last year. I picked on him about that. And we're
not talking about that.
Yeah. But we had to tell the story to Garrett.
It's true. Yeah.
And Garrett's like, holy cow. And he's like, yeah. He's like, not this year. Like, yeah, that's a good thing. I was like, that's a good thing.
I am pretty sure that CBCS did well enough that we'll see them again. Just so you guys know. Yeah. So.
Oh, he was busy all the time. Yeah. I came Cody over just well. BS with him, and he's like, he's always a stack sitting there.
Yep. I dropped off a couple things for a customer from Ohio. Like I just dropped them off there for him. So he had done the prepaid, and I just was like, here's the paperwork. See you later. So, yep. All right.
I did not drop off stuff for next year.
we have about 10 minutes to talk about The Flash. So,
all right. I will save the comic reviews for next podcast then.
Right.
Because I actually read 2 current books.
I'm like 3 weeks behind. So next week. Yeah. Next week, we will have a lot of comics. We may have to do this again, by the way, next week, depending on how my schedule shifts. I don't know yet. All right. So we're going to do this spoiler free because it doesn't come out until the end of next week.
Yes.
So firstly, I'm going to say, like, out of 5, I'm giving it a 4, which is pretty high. For a DC movie in my mind.
I was gonna say, are we gonna do breakfast since it's morning?
Okay. Breakfast. So I'm giving it like steak and eggs, no bacon.
Right? Okay. That's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah. What would you give it?
I will give it scrambled eggs, little bit of cheese on top. I will give it 1 piece of bacon.
Okay.
Slightly undercooked.
Okay. So, so you're like 3-5 out of the 5.
I would go 4.
Okay.
Like, I mean, it's like 3 3/4.
Okay. 3.75 from Justin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I will say I both loved and hated Ezra Miller in this movie. Because there are two of them. And that's in the trailer. That's not a spoiler.
Yeah. We're not spoiling.
I will say, though, that I think that Michael Keaton stole the movie. Absolutely. This was the Batman I always wanted from him. Yes. And we talked, and I said this last night, up until last night, I always thought he was the best Bruce Wayne, but Val Kilmer was the best Batman. And then Christian Bale did the best at both. Now I think that he may be both. Because his Bruce Wayne from back in the day was the best. But seeing that Batman get to do stuff like current Batman do was awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Mm-hmm. For me, he really stole the movie. And the other cameos stole the movie for me.
I'll put this in. I think the cast in general did well. I can't even think of the worst actor, the worst role, I should say.
Ezra Miller.
Even, I want to say, Zod is in a preview, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So Zod may have been the worst. And if he's the worst, that's not bad because he's, token bad guy.
I think one of the two Ezras was worse than him. And I also
That's a writing thing, though, I think, more than an acting thing, I think, though.
I'm gonna give it a 50-50 on that. I think both.
I think this shows his dynamic. And I'm if he would have showed us this before as the character, maybe we wouldn't have as much disdain for the character. Now, as a person, yes, garbage human being. I hope he does get help, you know, from what I hear, he is still doing the rehab thing. So hopefully he gets himself straightened out. He seeks mental help, I hope a lot of other people in this country does, because I think everybody needs some, even us who consider ourselves healthy need some.
Agreed. Oh, everybody needs some time. Absolutely.
Yeah. But I was going to say, Michael Keaton was excellent. I don't know who the actress who plays Supergirl
is. I can't remember her name either, but she was awesome.
She was great. I'm trying to go without spoiling things.
I thought the actress who played his parents were great.
So obviously his dad is an established actor. I've seen him in a lot of
things. He was in what, 10 million or a million things or whatever it was.
Yeah, he's been in movies. He's a veteran.
Yeah, he was very good. Yeah, yeah.
He was good. Ben Affleck, excellent in this.
All the cameos to me made this movie. If this movie didn't have all those cameos in it, I don't know if I would have liked it, because there are certain cameos throughout the movie that they're well paced, they're very brief, except for Michael Keaton and Supergirl, obviously, and Zod. But there are certain ones that are paced through the movie that I'm just like, oh, that was cool. That was cool. Originally this movie was called Flashpoint, right? Mm-hmm. So they did a okay job kind of making a Flashpoint story. They also did kind of a convergent story, because they not only did they do a Flashpoint kind of idea, but they also then explained the multiverse in the DCU. Versus the multiverse we see in the TV show, which is the same concept. It's just a different Flash learning about the multiverse, right?
Yes.
But the way they did it was was I actually really liked the whole analogy of how they made people understand the multiverse.
Yes.
But to see the convergence happen, like there's a moment toward the end where you actually see the convergence happening and like existences are just colliding with each other. And it's very cool to see that.
Mm-hmm. I think those who are.
And if you've been watching DC, a lot of stuff for a long time.
Yeah.
You're going to be like. If
you're a DC fan, you will be pleased with it. I think. Yes, yeah. Your mind will be blown.
Yeah.
You know. Without going too much, it is so hard not to spoil stuff right now.
But and I'll be honest, like the only real cons I had were there was some acting that was not great for me that I just found annoying. Like the way they wrote some of Ezra Miller's stuff, I found annoying. There were a couple cameos, like Patty. I didn't like Patty the way they wrote Patty, and his other coworker. And then, this is going to sound bad, I didn't like the CGI. But
yes,
I didn't like the CGI in certain parts. Yeah. Like,
I think...
Like, when he's... Like, so here's the thing. Like, when he, like, gets ready to run and, like, the lightning comes and everything is cool, that looks fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah, it looks real.
But as soon as he starts running, I'm like, nope.
Well, I think that is a thing that yeah. I've noticed Disney, Warner Brothers, that kind of thing. They say, oh, we put money into it. Dude, like I said last night, I was like, it's sad when the Green Lantern movie that everybody hates had better CGI.
In parts. Right.
And I'm like, that's bad. Because how old is that Green Lantern movie now? Is it
been 10 years? God. It's at least 10 years.
When you technology has leaps and bounds have gone that like 10 years.
Like even
and you can't tell me it was more expensive
right
and, like, now I, than it was I, then.
Even there were so there's like there's CGI moments in these DC movies, every single one of them that I just absolutely hate. Yeah. But like,
because it has that air of, it looks like more cartoon.
Like,
and it's like, just, if you're going to do that, why just do animation? You'd be better off and it's cheaper. I get it.
Yeah.
I understand, you know, and look, it annoys me as a graphic artist, like with graphic design degree and shit. It hurts my head sometimes because I look at it and I'm like, oh, that looks awful. Yeah. That doesn't look like that person. Mm-hmm. I was like, look, I get it. You know, everybody's trying to, quote, save money. Mm-hmm. Again, this is one of those things of maybe if you didn't pay your billionaire CEO's bonuses and put it more into the movies, you might make more money. Just saying.
Well, Warner Brothers is all kinds of jacked up. Anyway.
So again, it's one of those. I just want to say something, but I feel like as soon as I say something, it's going to spoil it. So I'm trying to. If you guys are wondering and you're listening to this, how I'm holding myself back,
right?
Because I don't want to blurt something out and ruin it for everybody, and I don't want to do that.
So I think we're doing
okay so far. Yeah.
For instance, okay, it's about Flashpoint. You obviously know the Flash uses the Speed Force.
Yes.
I did not like the look of the Speed Force. I thought it looked like really bad.
Yes.
But I liked the look of all of the convergence worlds that they showed. Yes.
Like those made more sense.
Right. So it's like, so are you just dumping money into the parts you want? I also thought that Zod did not look as good as he did in the Man of Steel movie, like the CGI on his face, like with the mask.
Well, I think that's like the helmets and stuff there were. There's a reason they did the helmets and everything. Because I don't know how old that actor is. I know he's not young,
right?
So it's harder to. This is like that AI issue that people are saying. It's like, well, then you can literally make people live forever or blah, blah, blah. I'm like, let's not. I was like, right. That's not, I was like, that's awful.
Yeah.
But you know, this is where, you know, casting should have came in a little bit. Again, we know Warner Brothers is kind of, someone up there doesn't know
I mean,
the product is. I mean, let's, they don't stay informed.
I mean, the CGI is better than, say, Wild Wild West, right?
Yeah.
But it's not as good as, like, Infinity War.
What were you saying something about Blizzard back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Is it Blizzard, like, graphics?
The Speed Force chunks, I was like, this looks like it's on PlayStation 2. Like, ew. Like someone called 1996 Blizzard and was like, hey, can you put this stuff in here?
It's like what you did for Diablo 1 was revolutionary in 1996. Yeah, it's 2023.
Right.
Check out Diablo 4. Yeah. You literally, it's sad when Diablo 4, they're like,
yeah.
The intro to Diablo 4 looks like a legit movie. Yeah. And that's a video game, guys. Video game companies are doing better.
So overall, though, I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
The script was good.
Plot was fine.
A lot of my bringing it down were, there was a couple people I felt were written a little too annoyingly, and CGI. A lot of it was the CGI.
Yeah.
Granted, I can't make CGI myself, so. Whatever, like,
yeah.
But I just feel that it could have been better. That's all. It just could have been
polished it. It's I feel like they had to rush this out because they're, again, this comes with the James Gunn effect of they want to get James Gunn stuff out now. Like they're like, we have to do this now while Marvel's kind of like middle of the road, kind of waning down.
Right.
And they want to hop on it. And I get that. I understand. But please don't put out a product like that, because you're kind of ruining the whole thing. I don't want to say gatekeepers, but we literally sell the original stories.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sad when the original stories, which are on printed ink and paper, look better. You know, and it's like,
but I mean, like there were moments though, like from Flashpoint, like there's a very specific moment with Barry in the Batcave that I was like, that was perfect. Like that whole scene was great.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. We're like running over and I gotta get ready to go to the show. So,
yeah.
All right. Overall, we both enjoyed it. Go see it.
Yes.
It was good.
Yes. Like you said, probably what so far?
I think this is DC the best movie one of the year
so far.
It's definitely best DC movie of the year. I think it's the best one since the first Shazam, which was my last favorite DC movie. I'd probably put it definitely top five.
Yeah,
because like the best ones were probably the solo films. So like Man of Steel, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Shazam, this one, like they're even though this one's not really a solo film because he kind of builds the Justice League, but we all saw that from the thing. But I'd probably put it like there, and then you know, like Wonder Woman 2, Batman, Superman, Justice League, Shazam 2, Black Adam would all be underneath. Oh, it's Suicide. Yeah. The Suicide Squad movies would be under there too. But like I said, I enjoyed it. I had fun.
Yeah.
It was surprisingly much better than I thought it was going to be.
It was entertainment. Hopefully this will bring people like to the shop and they're curious on seeing what this is.
You should already be reading Flashpoint. It was a fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the best modern stories the DC put out.
Yep.
So, you know, again, cool. I think that's about it.
That's all I got. So
I was going to say,
Oh, Ron asked, how much did it cost to get a book graded? It actually fluctuated on the book because a modern era versus a Silver Age era. And then if you had to get it like signature verified and then shipping. But I can tell you, we submitted 22 books and about 10 of them were signature witness verification. And it cost us around $900 for the whole thing. So that's what, 35 ish per book ballpark.
Yeah. But that was last year's prices
and that was the shipping too. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So you have to account of both CBCS and CGC have raised their rates.
Not a lot though.
No, like $5 each, I think. Yeah. And CBCS is also the only company that will verify your signature. Like if you already own it. CGC will only, and this is they're my biggest issue with them, they will only verify the signature if they're there.
Yeah.
And sometimes I've heard stories where they're even there and they mess that up.
Yep.
So it's I think that's like the biggest gripe with Nine with them. You know, so I will always bring that up on Facebook groups and stuff and argue, but like, look, guys, until they do this, I'm not going to compare. I was like, because both companies slab well for the most part.
Yep.
There is human error. Both have had issues with delivering and stuff, this, that, and the other. So, but again, we were talking to Cody. Cody said there are changes coming for CBCS that are going to, I think they're going to, it's going to help it catch up with CGC. And I think people are going to be wowed by it. I'm like, because he said some of the things and I'm like, wow. I was like, that's game changing. I'm not at liberty to say anything past that. He's like tongue in cheek under, you know, at the con. So I am not going to say anything else.
But way to get him fired. He just got a promotion.
Well, he told like I said, there are things coming.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm excited to hear about that because I totally support them.
Yeah, agreed.
I've gotten better service from them. CGC, their service is a lot to be desired in my eyes.
But I agree.
Again, you're comparing Burger King and McDonald's.
But that's, I also don't get a lot of stuff graded. So, all right, I don't way either. Over. I gotta go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks everybody for watching. We will see everybody hopefully next week. Possibly at this time. Hope you had fun. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoyed the con. If you're in Altoona, come and see us.
Year, we are set for next year.
First weekend of June again. So first and second of June downtown. We'll see everybody again. We're already working on the guest list. So we will see everybody there. And, that'll be pretty much it. Thanks again, guys. And we appreciate you, our fans, customers, friends, family. We love you. So thanks.
We're a lot, influencers. Guys. Yay.
Oh my God. We're influencers.